At the beginning of this year, the ABC's Global Affairs editor John Lyons predicted Julian Assange would be free within the first 2 months of 2023 without any further details. However, the Albanese government has not confirmed these claims, stating his liberation is not for public discourse. But could Julian Assange be free after 11 years of confinement? The Wire's contributor from Bay FM, Dr. John Jiggins, asked Julian Julian Assange's father, John Shipton, what he's heard about Julian Assange being released.
I've only heard what everybody else has heard. This is John Lyons, who's the chief global reporter for the ABC's announcement the week before last, saying that it would be within 2 months Julian would be unconditionally released. That comes as a result of the public in Australia, the civil society of Australians, and the movements within Parliament, and also the election of the Labor government, which we characterise as an Assange election. And we characterise that because each of the successful candidates, the Teals, the Greens, they actually tripled their representation in Parliament. And the Labor Party, under now Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, publicly supported the bringing to a close the Assange 13-year-long persecution. So that's our position. The Australian government, the Australian people, the Australian civil society, the Australian unions, the Australian legacy media, and, of course, all of the alternative media, actively pursue the release of Julian in a very short time.
There was a lot of uncertainty about Anthony Albanese's quiet diplomacy approach in the beginning. How would you judge he has performed?
I think it's a gradual improvement. Prime Minister Albanese has increased the intensity of his statements and now is saying to bring this matter to a close, which is putting his reputation and the Labor government's reputation and the heft of Australia in its relationship with the United States to test. Now, this will test if there is a sincere relationship between Australia and the United States, then Julian will be home within the 2 months.
It seems that the election of the Albanese government's been a very important part of the decision to potentially free Julian Assange. What does that say about the previous governments?
In my view, the acquiescence to the persecution of Julian Assange by the United Kingdom, the Swedish government and the United States, Australia's acquiescence over time becomes complicity. That's clear because they said nothing. But also the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, which also includes, as I understand it, ASIS, has been superseded by the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet and the Department of Defence in the hierarchy of administration of the government in Canberra. So although the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade don't have as much heft as they previously did, I still am convinced that institutionally, because it's been 13 years, five prime ministers, five governments, four foreign ministers, all having the same outlook or public outlook and private actions towards Julian Assange, it's institutional within DFAT, within the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, the institutional attitude to Julian Assange has been the same as the Canadian Foreign Office and MI6 in London and the FBI and the State Department in the United States. There's been no significant difference in either of those three institutional organisations to Julian Assange and his persecution.
That was Julian Assange's father, John Shipton, ending the story from Bay FM's Dr. John Jiggins.